18 almost in the southern part of the United States. You can make keen almost in any type of soil. Naturally, keen does take plenty of nitrogen. The more nitrogen you put or fertilize, naturally the more nitrogen part of it.
Soil here is very...
It's pretty rich, but you have to put plenty of nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to 120 pounds of nitrogen now. And in fact, we boosted up, I think, since 2 years ago, they went up from 120 to 160 pounds of nitrogen.
When you were coming up, did y'all use fertilizer?
Yeah, but your nitrogen contents wasn't as strong. We used 33%, I remember, and everybody got their self bunk with them. We got some fertilizer that was in 200-pound sacks, and it had 33% nitrogen, but the farmers weren't used to it. We need to burn that crop, so they hit a hell of a good crop. If they will burn it, because nitrogen will burn your crop, especially corn.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that was, you didn't have no machines, you had to pull it by hand. I pulled many, many tons of fertilizer by hand.
Oh.
You know, sugar cane and all, you see.
What do you mean, not with your hand? But...
Yeah, you carry a bucket. You see, you put fertilizer on each end of the block. And you go halfway with a bucket and come back the other half. Or go all the way and pick some up the other end and come back. All of our sugar cane was fertilized in corn. We used to go to each stalk of corn and put, you know, spoonful, let's say, or two spoonful. Well, we were used to it. We, majority of the time, we were pretty accurate, you know.
Yeah. Do you spray now, or
were you? Yeah. Oh, you can make sugar cane now if you don't have chemicals.
The bugs bad?
Not the bugs, the grass. You have to spray for chemicals in the sugar cane. We have chemicals that kills the grass in the sugar cane. Naturally high. Extremely high.
Yeah.
We spray for tie vines with an airplane. Like we spray with ground spray our grass.
No.
You can spray your grass. It's grass. Tie vine is grass. But it ties up your cane, you see, and your cane cutters can't pass in it, so you get the plane to fly over. But that chemical is not too high now, it's about $5 and some a gallon. But your sandbar is $1.34 a pound. Sandbar is $5 a pound.
Did you ever raise cotton?
We did in 1927 here. 28. We raised cotton on the spirit. That's all. Then we quit. We went. My daddy went a little more into sugar cane. We was raising cotton. I don't like to raise cotton. When you pick up one row, then the row in the back of you is white again.
You mean you miss so much? Or?
No, because it keeps popping out in summer, you know. Not say the row in the back of you, but
you tell me you're picking it.
Yeah, you pick this row, you pick the one that's out, you know, that's bloomed. I guess that's what you call it, cotton. It's so long I haven't fooled around. And you pick the one that's ripe to pick. And then 2 days after, it got hot, you see. The rows that you pass, and let's say you're right, and you're going towards the left in the block. By the time you finish the block, you got to start back in the first row. Because cotton is I don't know. Right now you got machines to do that today.
Yeah.
But at that time you had to do it all by hand.
And your mules and things like that. Where would you keep them? Yeah.
We had a right there. Right where you study outside that place. That's still a mule place. From here to that other house. We had bones for them. They go at bones at night or, you know, if it rained or. If the bugs were bad, we'd feed them in a bone.